MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So the clip thing is happening now. We have our own YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/@ Radio Alice 973 on YouTube. There's already that thing we talked about with his 10,000 zillion, actually 180,000 emails.
Mm-hmm.
That conversation's up there already. So there's three videos up there now, and every day there's going to be more videos because Bob, that's Bob's job. The thing that's missing is video of the two of you. There's video of Studio 10.
Well, there's video of her and at her party.
Yes,
on
there
Beta
is.
Breakers. It was really fun to find that because I envisioned it, and then yet there it is. And also, I looked at all the other Beta Breaker stuff. I forgot how fun that is.
Yeah.
Everybody,
it does
like,
look really fun.
They've kind of toned it down, or they say they've toned it down, but based on the videos that I watched on the Beta Breakers Instagram, people are still all in, all dressed up, all going for it. And then of course there's the three-story beer bong. I mean, you can't beat it. And not for me. I can't do that.
But, right. But it does look
but
so
the party
fun.
People
like,
can go do that.
That's a fun thing.
And I asked her, I go, so, you know, the race is in the morning. So you start, she goes, yeah, I got up at 6:30 and then we got, you know, started. So she was sound asleep in her clothes at midnight.
Mm.
And you woke up at midnight and did you go back to sleep or you were done?
No, I went back to sleep.
Oh, good for you.
For a little, yeah.
What time do you normally get up now that you have a morning show gig?
4:30.
Oh boy. Man, I'm basically at work at 4:30 already. It's crazy.
Well, she's close.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Just to be young again, like to have that kind of energy. You know, be just like to do something on a Sunday. I'm like, oh, it's a Sunday. I'm not doing anything.
And then make it to work on Monday.
Yeah, make it to work and be like, oh, I got the best time yesterday. Not
That's
be like,
great.
Oh, don't talk to me.
It's yeah, all good. She's a healthy young person.
Wonderful.
Mm. Keep it up, kid.
I want to tell you about Billie Eilish tickets. That's the sponsor for this hour of the Sarah and Vinny show. All this week. At noon 05 with Mason, and then at 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05, 3 hours of Jane's show. We've got code words that you text to our contest line, and you'll be in the running for a pair of tickets for the just announced Billie Eilish concert November 23rd at the Chase Center. People want to see them some Billie Eilish, courtesy of Live Nation. And Live Nation is my first story.
Mm.
They did this last year. Last year was $25. Tariffs? I don't know. Live Nation is offering $30 tickets to over 1,000 concerts. This is a big summer ticket promotion, and it's called the $30 Ticket to Summer. There are over 1,000 concerts that'll be available to choose from. Some of them include Avril Lavigne, Billy Idol, Cyndi Lauper. This is her farewell tour. Halsey, The Offspring, Rod Stewart, Styx, Toto, Weird Al Yankovic. I mean, there's a zillion.
All $30 tickets.
All you can get a $30 ticket. Now, those are probably not front row tickets.
Oh.
It's probably maybe some of it's festival seating, you know. But they go on sale Wednesday the 21st. And if you have T-Mobile or Rakuten, you can... Is that how you say that?
Rakuten. Yeah.
You can sign up to have early access the day before. So the $30 ticket price will make them go fast. And it would be good to have early access if you can get. You can learn more about this at livenation.com. That is not a paid ad, by the way. I just think that's kind of a fun thing. People like
that. That is a fun thing.
Yeah. As I'm wiping my nose, I know everybody's having the allergies and stuff these days.
Such a party.
It's great. I would like to remind, just a quick reminder to Bob, who's in charge of all of our videos, as I'm reminded now, because we have some videos up now. Try to not get the ones where I'm, you know, dabbing my nose.
Please. You kidding? Those will get lots
yeah,
of
those
hits.
Are the winners.
Nobody wants
that's
to see
a home
everybody
run.
Everybody wants to see
absolutely.
That.
They don't. It's already bad. It's bad enough now. I am excited, though. It looks good. It does look pretty good. I just wish that you guys were on it, too. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know. They told me, like, a long time ago they were putting a camera in here, and it's never happened.
I see a camera on the top of your computer.
Yeah, but that's not the same kind that they're using for this stuff. So,
well, I'm sure they're working on it.
You should just take ours. You guys could have ours.
Yeah,
and
how about that?
You could just be reacting and laughing. Oh, God, these guys are so funny.
Bob's all young and bright. Let's get a camera on that chick.
Let's get a camera on that immediately. So there's not going to be any switching between cameras for you.
Maybe.
Okay.
It doesn't really seem necessary.
I feel like it's necessary, like, for you to switch away from me when I go like this.
Those are the best parts. Those are the moments I'm saving for trailers.
Like, right now, I so want to jam this up my nose, but I just know that, I know that this will be the thing here. I'm going to hide my nose. Am I hidden right now?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, good. I'm using my mic as a cover. Okay. So anyway, there you go, Live Nation, $30 summer. Lady Gaga is doing a special performance as part of Netflix's 2025 lineup. This is right around the corner. For the past few years, Netflix has been hosting Ta-dum. It's a fan event named after the sound when you boot up Netflix. And it celebrates all that the streaming platform has to offer. And they got a pretty big get. Lady Gaga's in the lineup now. She'll be performing, quote, a song you will not want to miss. And they more broadly promise Netflix's biggest stars, can't miss performances, jaw-dropping reveals, and unforgettable moments. So beyond Lady Gaga, this event is also going to feature cast members from Emily in Paris, Frankenstein, Happy Gilmore 2, Love is Blind. Honestly, it's like every new Netflix show. There's a ton of these things. Even the WWE is in here. Knives Out Mysteries, all kinds of stuff. The show is going to stream live via Netflix on May 31st, starting at 5 p.m. our time. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess, and you can buy tickets to it too, by the way. It's at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. So all of these things are going to be happening live on stage, and then it's being streamed out.
Oh, okay.
But everybody, that is a Ticketmaster situation. Get your tickets.
I hardly ever watch Netflix.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I will watch it whenever something comes up. I'm paying for it, you know.
Oh, I'm not saying the family doesn't watch Netflix. Right. I'm saying I hardly ever do. I watch something called Extinct. It's a kid cartoon.
Uh-huh. Is that on Netflix?
It was on Netflix, okay. Yeah. But I remember us going to it and I'm thinking, this thing better turn on because I don't know the pass and yeah. I...
Did it? Was everything okay?
Everything went okay, yeah.
Yeah, actually, Netflix is one of the ones that I feel like remembers me. Like, there are so many of them that I feel like I use certain ones all the time, and I always have to go, John, what is the password for this? Like, I just sit there and tell it what the password is and can't remember. I'm like, I give up. I'll just read a book. I don't care.
That's kind of where I'm at is I don't.
But there are shows on Netflix that, like, they, you know, like Stranger Things comes out. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to
watch that.
I'll Bridgerton comes out. I'm going to watch that. Squid Game comes out. I'm going to watch that. Like, there's enough shows that I feel like it's one that I would definitely keep. But I know what you mean. This, I feel like, okay, I might take a look at this. Maybe. It's a live stream on Netflix. It's their Ta-dum event, and it's May 31st at 5 o'clock. My guess is that if you miss it, you'll be able to stream it again later because that's kind of their business model. Mm-hmm. But if you are down in Los Angeles or plan to be, it's at the Kia Forum and you can get tickets through Ticketmaster. Mm-mm-mm-mm. There you go. Chris Brown. Poor Chris Brown.
How's he doing?
Well, he was denied bail after his UK arrest on assault charges. This is something that happened. I want to say it happened like in February or March of this year. And in England, he beat the hell out of some record guy and then left. And then it sounds like he came back to the UK and they went, thank you, and grabbed him.
Oh.
He is being denied bail probably because they're like, yeah, this guy will get on a plane and leave. He has to, he's going to be held until his next hearing, which is June 13th.
Oh, a month.
Yeah. And that is also the same day he's supposed to take the stage in Frankfurt, Germany on the third date of his world tour. So I don't know if that means he's missing other dates, but they're like, we don't care. You are going to be held in custody. He beat a music producer. I had the guy's name. I don't see it in this particular story, but we talked.
What the guy do? Does it say?
Besides get beaten up by him?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
What caused him to need a beatdown?
Is there any reason that's good enough for this guy to take a bottle and beat the out of him? Oh, it happened in 2023 in a London nightclub. So then I guess Chris Brown goes back over thinking, no, I'm sure they've forgotten about that by now.
It's fine.
Yeah, it'll all be fine. And now they're like, you're coming with us.
We got you.
To prison.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you're not getting back out.
I don't know if they have beef because of some music history together or if the guy scuffed his kicks.
Right.
And that deserved it.
Hold on. Let's see. Brown was on tour in the UK February 2023. He launched an unprovoked attack on a producer named Abe Diaw. Diaw. D-I-A-W. And I think it was striking him several times with a bottle at the Tape nightclub in a swanky Mayfair neighborhood in London. I wouldn't know. Brown then chased Diaw down and punched and kicked him in an attack caught on surveillance camera in front of a club full of people. They said, this guy's a flight risk and he cannot come out. We're not giving him bail.
Guess how many times he's had a run in with the law.
Chris Brown?
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I will say 77 times.
Yeah, it's a lot. 50.
There's eight documented.
You win that one.
Eight.
Anyway, there you go. There's that. Next up is Katy Perry.
How is she doing?
Not that well.
Katie.
Not all that great. I know.
Leave her alone.
She's a very nice lady, I'm sure. Her tour's not going great. Her album spent 2 weeks in the top 200 and then went away completely. And she's now, they're saying, not welcome in Vegas anymore. They call her residency there a complete failure. And it lost the hotel money.
She did a residency?
She did. It was a while ago. Not that long ago, but she did do one. So they say...
Was she doing that possibly while she was on American Idol?
It looks like she did at times because it was a 3-year residency and it was at Resorts World and they were in a bidding war with Caesar's Palace over her. Like Resorts World wanted Katy Perry and fought and scratched.
And won.
Yes.
They won.
They won.
Oh, okay.
And they were, so they wound up paying her, it was like $900,000 per show. For 3 years.
Per
show. And it was a complete disaster for them financially because they just had to pay all the money. So I don't know how many shows she was doing per year, but it was 3 years of dates. They say there was a bidding war between Resorts World and Caesars. Caesars technically lost out, but in the end, they won. Katy Perry. What is Katy Perry's net worth?
You know, I don't know if she has makeup or clothing brands. I know that she's been huge long time. Like she did the Olympic song. She's done the Super Bowl. She's had countless hits.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually strange to see her on the other side of winning right now. Like,
I know.
What the heck?
Yeah.
I'm going to say she's worth $200 million.
I can't answer. I know the answer.
Okay.
100.
She is worth between $350 and $400 million. Like, she is worth $500 million. Katy Perry is worth $500 million.
Think about that. Almost $1 million a show for 3 years while she was getting paid by Fox to do American Idol. No. Yep. It's not on Fox.
No, it's on
ABC.
ABC now.
Yeah. ABC's paying her
$25 million a season.
A season.
Mm-hmm.
And then meanwhile, she's still...
I don't know how many shows she was doing a year at Resorts World. But at that price, even if she was only doing five a year, she's, you know, that is incredible money. Money none of us would ever
see. Well, they would never, I'm sure. Well, let's look it up. How many shows did she do for Resorts World?
The name of it is Katy Perry : Play. How many shows did she, and it was 2021 to 2023.
So she also has a shoe brand, a non-alcoholic beverage brand, and investments in various companies.
They say, to add insult to injury, the Grammy nominee's 2024 album, 143, disappeared from the charts after 2 weeks, and her Lifetime's tour suffered from poor ticket sales after her April star-studded Journey to Space earned her immense public ridicule, while they are just dumping on her in this story.
Katy Perry performed a total of 100 shows during her Play residency at Resorts World Theater in Vegas. Began with 8 shows in 2021, later expanded to 16 more in 2022. So they...
But 100 total.
That's what this says. That's what AI's answer to my question was.
She said a while ago, I can see myself being in Vegas for periods of time for the rest of my life, especially since I live so close in California. I'll still go on tours and be putting out records, but it's a great touchstone to come back to.
Another thing says, so that says 100 shows. This says 80 shows, and it only brought in $46 million.
That's what it brought in, and she got paid practically a million per
show.
Per show.
She made a ton of money from Core Hydration. That was the beverage company she was an early investor in. That company sold to Keurig Dr. Pepper for $525 million.
Ooh, that's good.
That's good
stuff. She probably saw a nice payday from that.
Yeah. Well, good for her. I mean, hell, she's still, I think she's like maybe 40 years old at the most, and she's worth almost $500 million. She did something right for a long time.
You know
time.
What's weird? For the longest time, when she was young and was breaking through, I didn't find her, and look, she's not aimed at me in the beginning from go, but I didn't find her that attractive. I kind of thought she was almost goofy.
Right. She does have that like over-exaggerated sort of clowny thing. Very, she's pretty, you know, and she's a good singer. She's a talented person.
Right, right. And it doesn't mean anything, but I'm just saying I have found myself more attracted to her as she's aged, as just she's kind of come into her own, and I feel like she's got a certain confidence. And yet she's doing worse now than ever.
Mm.
It's very strange.
Yeah. Well, the songs aren't great.
And that is what it comes down to. But pop stars in general, usually there's also that.
Maybe they could grow into it.
That
a little
beauty
more.
Element to a pop star, most of them anyway.
Yeah. I am out of time, Vincent. What's coming up in the news?
Okay, well, I have stuff.
All right.
Food you should never reheat in the microwave, a deja vu moment, and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We heard it too. Now you can watch clips from the show. Go to the at Radio Alice 973 on YouTube for all the fun. We've got a bunch of stuff posted up there already, and Bob is busy doing that throughout the day. The cameras are rolling. We heard it too.
A lot of texters heard it as well.
Yeah, we all heard that. We're all sitting here with our mouths hanging open. I just want to say that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Drag Me to Brunch.
Oh, fun.
Alice is proud to partner with the WSF for their upcoming Drag Me to Brunch event for this year's Pride, starring Deja Sky from RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars.
Sweet.
All this week, listen at 805 and 305 for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357. That's 20357 for your chance to win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch with us on June 28th at WSF.
Sweet.
Drag Me to Brunch. It's going to be fun. I mean, fingers crossed. If you come, it'll be a lot more fun. If we're alone, then it's just us in a studio again, and that's no good.
And you can buy tickets for that,
too. We need people.
Right. We want you to come.
We want the party people there with us. We're all to do the partying.
Some Benedicts together.
Right.
At brunch.
This is actually a good step by a company that I don't even use, but I've heard enough about TikTok that I'm like, okay.
Okay.
You know your product is fully addictive when you're the one telling people, that's enough scrolling. TikTok has announced a new feature that will prompt teenagers to stop scrolling and start meditating instead. If your kid is on TikTok after 10 p.m., they'll see an alert in their For You feed that offers guided meditation to help them fall asleep. Then, if they keep scrolling, they'll get hit with a second prompt that fills the whole screen.
Oh.
TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, says they tested the feature with a handful of teens this year, and only 2% turned the feature off. In its response to public pressure and claims TikTok is melting our children's brains, they're making it available for adults too. But anyone under 18 will have it turned on by default. So I think this is a good thing. You know, one of the things I've noticed, like I was without my phone for 24 hours and was happy to be. Yeah. I didn't need anything. I was sitting at home. I was playing guitar. I went to the beach. I hung with my kids. Like I didn't need it.
We spend most of our lives not having it.
But there are times that even I, as someone who can was perfectly happy without my phone for 24 hours, I will pick my phone up and I will be looking. I'm going to get something. I'm going to check something. I'm going to do something. And then I accidentally hit Instagram first before I've even gotten to the thing I was going to check.
Yep.
Whether it's weather or whatever thing. I hit Instagram and then realize, oh my God, I didn't even want to go to that. It's out at, like, out of absolute habit that I go.
Put it on a different page. Drag it over to like a second or third page.
It's not even showing on my home screen.
How do you get it? How do you get it then?
I push, it's in a Zother file.
Oh, Zother. Mm.
And the Zother file holds most of the garbage that I have.
And so you have to make two or three stops before you can even get to it, and yet somehow it gets opened first.
It's
a mystery, man.
It's like a knee jerk. It's a total, that's not why I came on here. Yeah. Why am I looking at Instagram? I do it out of habit.
You know, it is a funny thing because I have an Instagram account. I do occasionally, like, you know, I'll find a link. I go to somebody's Instagram thing that they sent me, whatever it is. And I have to, I look at the thing and then I close the app because I will sit and do it. I think it's great. People who can handle that. I can't. I will waste an hour and not even realize it.
Right.
I'm done with it.
That's what I'm saying is a lot of people, myself included, and I'm sitting here saying to you, I feel like I have control over that. Mm. And yet I will go to it out of habit and find myself.
It's almost mindless. You just sort of like click, 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 boom.
Yeah, this is what I got.
You start scrolling.
Wait a minute. I didn't pick the phone up for that.
Right. Oh, it's a lot. Is your nose hurting you?
My nose wants to sneeze, I will not let it.
All right. You could just
don't
let it.
Don't post me doing this, though. I was just
it's
doing
too
this.
Late. Yeah.
Now you pointed it out.
Ah, right. Fudge.
That's what I don't like. I want there to be a switch away function so we can go, hey, switch away. Switch away.
I heard that if you show this camera nudity, she has to turn it off.
Oh. Okay, get your judge out.
No, you're the one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It won't work on my camera. Damn it.
Did you know that microwaves can cook food unevenly, leading to cold spots?
Yes.
According to Michigan State University, these cold spots allow harmful bacteria to survive during the reheating process.
Oh, so that means like if you put it away later, they're all of a sudden there they are formed.
Here are some foods that should never be reheated in the microwave.
Okay.
And I know I already told you this, like maybe even recently, that when I was at a place trying to, one of those high-end kitchen appliance places, the guy said to me, no kitchen should ever have a microwave. And I was like, yeah, but what about if you need... Food should never go in something like that, ever.
That guy clearly does not like popcorn.
Well, he probably doesn't have kids because that's, you know, part of the thing is you just
everything's so much easier with a microwave, just like a quickie, warm something up.
I definitely
put my coffee in there sometimes.
I don't eat them now, but when I was a young man, I ate a lot of frozen burritos.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. Yeah. Yes? No?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know those... tamales that you turn me on to, I'll crack one of those and, you know, I'm putting that in there, right? And I put it in the plastic. I don't even care.
Whoa.
I know. I am a rebel.
You are gnarly.
Yeah.
Here are some things that you should never microwave. Hard-boiled eggs.
Oh.
Why would you?
It builds steam within the egg and can lead to an eruption whenever the egg is cut into or you might bite into it.
Oh, boy. If it's already peeled, it's still not no good?
I don't know. Foods rich in vitamin C. It doesn't say anything about peeling or not.
Right.
Foods rich in vitamin C, like broccoli, bell peppers, berries, and leafy greens.
Oh.
When exposed to heat, the vitamin C is destroyed.
Oh.
Chicken.
What?
Food safety-wise, reheating chicken is safe, but it won't be yummy. All of the moisture evaporates, leaving the chicken with a weird taste and texture when microwaved. Seafood. Guaranteed to dry it out.
You know,
steak. Don't microwave steak. It causes uneven heat. It will dry out in certain spots and remain cold in others.
It's better cold anyway.
Yeah, I would maybe fry that up with some eggs.
That's what I do. I chop it up, throw it in the pan, and then put the eggs in, and you got a great meal.
Put some butter on top of it.
Well, I don't know about that.
Take your old rice, put it in there too. Well, let's just toss those all over.
Have you ever done something so dumb?
Yes.
And then done it again?
Yes.
So have I.
Dumb things.
The first thing I thought of, I used to have really long hair when I was a young man.
Mm.
And this is a true story. I did this not once, but twice. You know when you're like in the bathroom and you're getting ready and I was like a common thing.
Yeah, you flip. Are you saying you bend forward and then flip your hair?
So I throw my head down, I hit the kitchen or the counter.
Yes.
Look at that. Oh. Oh my God, I'm so stupid.
Yes, I slammed my head on the counter.
I slammed my head on the counter in an effort to fix my hairdo.
Yeah.
And then I did it again another, like, I wasn't right away, but it was like one of those things where you'd go,
I'll never do that again.
What kind of idiot does that twice? Well, this old man, he did this twice. He crashed into his bank.
Twice.
And it's like one of those mistakes where you repeat the whole process over again.
Yeah.
And at no point do you go, wait a minute, this caused me a problem.
Right. That one time.
Back on Friday, March 21st, an 83-year-old man crashed his car into Webster Bank in Clarkstown, New York.
Oh.
Happened about 2 p.m.
Just like into the side of it?
At the time, he said he thought the vehicle was in park and accidentally hit the gas pedal.
Oh.
He drove through a glass window.
Whoa.
They say no one was hurt. Exactly 6 weeks later, on Friday, May 2nd, the same 83-year-old man crashed the same car into the same Webster Bank at the same time around 2 p.m.
Oh.
In the same spot.
Oh, boy.
The window hadn't even been fixed yet. He went through the temporary plywood wall.
Oh, my God.
Me again. Hello.
Oh, I feel for him.
This time he told the police he was steering into a parking spot when he thought he hit the brakes, but then he hit the gas.
There does come a time. It's time.
It's time to give up the license there, Holmes.
83, you say.
The man wasn't cited the first time around for some reason.
It's funny. We'll let a president be 83.
But the second time, he was hit with two traffic violations. Police report says he was injured in the second crash, but sounds like it was minor.
Yeah, you're not going to take an 83-year-old guy and throw him in jail, though, for it, right? He didn't have to go to jail, did he?
They've already put up another temporary plywood wall.
Well, at least they didn't have to buy a whole new window.
The same thing, in the same car.
I feel bad
At the same
him.
Bank.
Yeah. That's a big mistake. I mean, yours was a big mistake, too, to do it twice. That could be, you could concuss yourself.
But that is just one of those things where you yourself are booing yourself.
You are booing yourself. Like,
I am so dumb.
For real. I hear the music.
I hear it, too.
Do you want to squeeze in some text, or do you want to?
Oh, yeah, text. They're fun. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
We heard it, too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Vinny, what is the Zother file?
It's got a Z in front of it, so it's way down at the bottom of the list alphabetically.
I keep stuff in there that I don't want anyone to see. And I hope that no one will look.
Yeah, he used to be called the nothing file, but then that was too close to the A's in the... Gotta put it with the Z's.
I don't like that you're in on my filing systems.
Well, keep I've your, known keep you your, a really
I know,
long
but
time.
Just stay out.
I know to look for Zother when something happens to you. I'm going to be like, it's probably in the Zother file. Figure it out.
You know what? There's not a lot of great text here at the top of the pile, so let's just move on.
Sounds like a plan. I don't know what, right, except we all did hear that, so. People are talking. A lot of people talking about it.
Hey, let's talk about our national parks. We need
I
to
love
support them,
parks.
So we're doing a national park all right. quiz.
I like it.
Talked about that earlier. All the great ads. Okay, so question number one, let's start with Sarah.
Okay.
What is the only U.S. national park located south of the equator? Virgin Islands, Guam, or America Samoa?
Say it again, please.
What's the only U.S. national park located south of the equator? Virgin Islands, America Samoa, or Guam?
I'll say American Samoa.
Bob?
I feel like I'm just going to expose myself as an idiot by answering.
It happens every day on this
that's
show.
That's what we do.
It's all designed to make us all seem like idiots. Yeah. So
I get it now.
Yeah.
Great
you,
show.
You went Guam?
Guam.
Okay.
I'm going Guam too.
Sarah's correct. America Samoa.
Oh, fudge.
Nice.
All right. Bob, which national park contains the tallest mountain in North America? Is it Glacier, Rocky Mountain, or Denali?
Denali.
I also will say Denali.
I feel like that is the right answer.
That is the right All answer. Right. Which U.S. state has the most national parks? California, Alaska, or Utah?
Oh, geez. That's
Utah.
Hard. Utah has a ton.
Vin, you're up first.
California.
But also Alaska. This is a really hard one.
Isn't Alaska just one big park? National park, you know?
You trying to trick me into not picking
Pick
it?
Pick one, people.
You said California and you said Utah?
Yes.
I'll just say Alaska.
The correct answer is Vinny. It's California.
California.
California has the most parks. Which national park, Vinny?
Well done.
Thank you. Which national park was originally established as a military reservation before becoming a national park? Is it Sequoia, Grand Canyon, or Hot Springs?
Grand Canyon.
Read that question again.
Which
yeah, that's
national
a weird one.
Park was originally established as a military reservation before becoming a national
military
park?
Military reservation. Okay. And what are the three choices?
Grand
again?
Canyon, Yellowstone, or Hot Springs.
You say Grand Canyon.
I'm going to say Hot Springs.
I'm also going to say Hot Springs.
Hot Springs is correct.
What's Hot Springs?
It was federally protected in 1832 for its healing waters.
But where and what?
It's in Arkansas.
Oh, all right, okay.
Arkansas.
Oh,
come on, Sarah.
If like, come on, you.
You don't know what I know or I don't know.
Yeah, knuckle sandwich over there.
All right, what's the score?
3-3, Sarah and Vinny, one for Bob.
Back to Sarah. What year was the National Park Service established? 1901, 1916, or 1890?
1890.
1916?
1901.
1916 is correct.
Oh, Bob. That's two for Bob. Three for Sarah, three for Vinny.
This is the last one I have. Which park is famous for its synchronous fireflies? Is it Arcadia, the Great Smoky Mountains, or Shenandoah? Synchronous fireflies.
I'll say Arcadia.
The Great Smoky Mountains.
What's the other one?
Shenandoah.
I like Shenandoah.
Bob is correct. It's the Great Smoky Mountains.
We're tied 3-3-3.
Hold on a
second. Tiebreaker. Do a numerical one. We'll all just do the guessing of the numbers.
As opposed to the knowledge we've been using for the question.
We're not doing that anymore.
Okay, which national park contains the longest cave system in the world? Is it Wind Cave, Carlsbad Caverns, or Mammoth Cave?
Mammoth.
Carlsbad. And then Windbreaker was the other one.
I like Carlsbad.
Sorry, it is Mammoth.
Oh, Bob gets the win.
That's all right, but let Bob win. We want to keep her. Let's keep her happy.
Right.
She had a hard night last night anyways.
Yeah, she's going to be resting all day today, she said.
Oh, even though you slept like, life, you right? got, it sounds like she's you got a lot life. Of sleep.
Don't rush to have kids. What's my name? My name is
Bob. Yeah, I'm just saying. Hey, I have a question. Do you think if you were asked right now, just because I'm going to, that you want to be a mom or not?
Oh, for sure.
You do?
For sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I'm having my fun to the max right now on purpose. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, get it in.
Yeah.
And then when you find out that you're not having fun, that's when you should have some kids. So if you keep having all this fun and you're like, the fun never wants to stop. Mm. I can't stop the fun. Don't stop the fun.
But at some point, if she wants to be a mom, she does have to stop the fun.
Well, I know, but that is, I'm
I mean,
just
I
saying.
I suppose you could freeze your zygotes.
What?
I don't know. Goodbye! Coming up next, Mason's got you through the midday. She has tickets for Billie Eilish, and Jane's got another chance for you to go to Drag Me to Brunch and Billie Eilish tickets. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.